Howdy, how you all doing? This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. You know what? It has been a while since I've done a live cast, but you know what? We're doing it right now, so let's get something going here. That's right. Uh-oh, there we go. All right, again, this is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Want to say hello to everybody, and if you want to phone in, you want to call in, we're going to be on the air for a little while. I haven't done a live cast in a while, but I'm here at beautiful Face Studio One, the iHeartRadio studio in beautiful downtown Fort Worth, and today is basically just going to be about open mic. And what open mic is basically all we're going to do is just talk about things that have been important across America, things that, maybe there's just things that's just kind of been on your mind lately. Maybe something you want to talk about that's religious, we would be more than glad to. What I want to tell you is we want to try to keep it clean though, because this is a family show, and, I want to keep it as clean as possible for everybody. If you have jokes and stuff like that you want to tell, if you could just kind of give me a heads up and say, hey, I got something I want to talk to you about. Can we put it on the show? Please message me on here, okay? Like I said, I have a lot of people that are listening, all across the world. Let me tell you a little story about me, a little brief story. I've been on iHeartRadio for about 4 years, be 4 years in October, and it's been a good journey. I did nursing home ministry. I'm just going to give you a kind of a brief headline. I did nursing home ministry, oh goodness gracious, probably for about 7 years, but then God called me to do work in radio, so I've been a part of iHeartRadio Network. I have over 65 networks. I'm global. We have about 2.6, 2.7 million listeners all across the world that just love to listen to our podcast. So it's very rare that I ever do like a live cast, but today I just wanted to do a little bit of a live cast to talk about things a little bit. Well, if you don't know already, down here in the deep south here, and especially in Fort Worth, Texas, our weather has just been horrible. Hot, humid. I'm 55 years old. I'll be 56 in August. And I'll tell you what right now, I have never seen it this bad since about 1980. That's right. 1980 is when things really, really got rough. And those were consecutive days. But we've had a lot of heat advisories here in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. In fact, earlier today, I've been down, I had my shorts on. Naturally, you got to wear lighter clothing. So I had my shorts on, and I've been down on one knee, and I literally felt like my knee was going to be cooking. And it did. It put a little small imprint on my knee. How exciting is that, huh? I got some characters that are actually in the building that's going to come in and say hi to y'all. And yes, I do say y'all because I am a native Texan. But I want to take some time out because I haven't been able to thank a lot of my listeners on this, other network that we're on. And I want to thank y'all for being faithful. I want to encourage you to please like me on my Facebook page. It's the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button. Follow me. Follow me on all major networks. I tell it on my live cast that I do. You can catch a lot of my live casts when I do it too. It's, you search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. When you do, I want you to hit that like button, okay? Or tap on it to like it. The more the merrier. Okay, now I got all that behind me. One more thing. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio. What else are we on? Oh, Amazon Music. And if you say, Alexa, can you play the Morning Brew Christian Podcast? All episodes. We've got about 600 and something of them. Be more than glad to let y'all listen in and chime in anytime. Okay, that being said, Do we have anybody joining our room right now? If not, probably a lot of y'all. Let's see here. Central Daylight Time right now, it's about 7:07 Central Daylight Time in Fort Worth, Texas. And we still got the sun shining, so it's goodness, we're probably our temperature I know has to at least be still in the upper 90s. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about just various things. Again, this is open mic today being July the 8th, 2022. Getting ready for July the 9th tomorrow. How about that? Hope everybody had a great, by the way, a great 4th of July. Hope you had a chance to see fireworks. Really, to be honest, which is they had a few of them out here around the metro area. However, I must tell you that it's so dry that they have had tons of grass fires. In fact, in downtown Fort Worth, they did the fireworks for a little while and then they had to call it immediately because they had over 22 grass fires just from the fireworks alone being set off. So, is this going to eventually come to an end? Yes, it's just this summer's always tough. So, whether you're East Coast, West Coast, Central Coast, or somewhere on the other side of the world, even our now, I do have the USO Radio Network. Let me also thank our military people, the USO Radio Network. They're very big listeners too, as well. And I thank them very much for listening. Okay. Got some of that out of the way. So today on open mic, we're just going to talk about anything random, anything that we want to talk about. I guess I'll start off by saying, inflation. It's horrible, isn't it? I mean, I don't really want to bring politics up into it too much. I'll try not to. It's not really a political show. We can make it a political show, but I really don't want to do that. But what I will tell you is it's horrible. I was at a Walmart the other day, and now I kid you not. If y'all go to Walmart, do you remember these little pies? They make them in the pumpkin pie, which, gosh, you don't even see that until what, getting closer to Halloween, and that's when it all starts usually. Pumpkin pie, apple pie, or the chocolate cake. Those little gems used to be 50 cents. Okay. I'm not complaining. They're still under a dollar, at least for the present time. Anybody want to take a guess? I can't see a show of hands. And hey, thank you so much, Florida, from coming in, checking in on us today. I got Florida. I got Alabama. How about that, Alabama's? Roll Tide. Okay. That thing has went from, those pies have went from 50 cents. Let's try 78 cents. Every week it's going up. I was at a Subway today. Talked to a gentleman that I knew, and he said, "CA," he goes, "you ain't gonna believe this." He goes, "There is." They used to take these coupons. They get, in fact, if you have Subway, some Subways have got coupons. Okay, hey, if you can get a coupon and you can save money, do it. Okay, definitely. Subway has these coupons. I just popped in to say hi to him. He told me that the shortage for some of the food, they can't even hold the demand. In other words, supply is low and the demand is high. So they're struggling at this one particular Subway. He said when they get a truck in and it has the food that they need, they're still low on it. So they've had to kind of cut that particular one, the owner that I know him at, told me he said that he had to cut the coupon thing temporarily. Now there are some Subways that do it. So when you go to a Subway shop, be sure to check and see and make sure they don't have a posting. They should legally have a posting that says no coupons. But if you get a coupon, do it. Another thing, listeners, there is an app I want you to download. I'm going to help you, okay? It's called Fetch, FETCH, all one word. Fetch Space Rewards. I want you to go to your Apple phone or go to your Google Play Store. For your Android, search up Fetch Rewards. Okay. Every time when you download it, every time when you get a receipt, okay, snap it. Points add up. After your points adds up, I mean any receipt, if you find a piece of paper, now don't tell them I told you this. If you find a piece of receipt blowing, or someone says they're throwing away their Walmart receipt, say, "I'll have it." Hang on to it. take your iPhone, take your Android phone, snap the picture. And when you do, you're going to get points. Points off of either a gift card for either groceries. I've seen some for Papa John's Pizza, Dunkin' Donuts, if y'all have them out there. Starbucks coffee, which is outrageous as it is. No offense to any of the people that I know that do work at Starbucks coffee shop. But there is a bunch of, let me try to think of what I'm, there's a bunch of gift cards that would work for any, basically anything, but you got to get those points up. So basically what I'm trying to say is every receipt, like I went to get, when I go to Quick Trip earlier today, got some gas, but also picked up a couple of little things, right? The gas doesn't count. Doctor's appointments don't count on receipts, okay? I've tried that. However, if you go to Quick Trip and you're prepaying for your gas, which I recommend doing because they're going to take your either your credit card or your debit card, and do you know that they can hold anywhere from now $150 to $200 on your card? You don't want to do that. Just estimate. You know, if you drive a smaller car and you're on a half a tank, depending on what it is, estimate about $40. Like I went in and I paid about $40, right? But I told her, I told the lady, I said, "Hey, ma'am," I said, "if it's under, can I come back in?" I said, "Sure." "Well, it's under $2." She goes, "Let me just pay you $2 cash instead of crediting you on your bank card." I said, "Okay, that's fine. $2, $2 is $2. I don't know if it'd get me very far, but you know, what the heck." Okay, that being said, but it's just little things like that, you know, that fetch rewards to help you out. Again, it's fetch, FETCH space rewards. Okay. Get a chance. I want you to download that app and save every receipt you have. And I want you to snap a picture of it. And I want you to email me and tell me later on, CA, thank you for saving me money. Email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com. Mornings, like mornings with coffee, mornings and then brew, all one word, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Okay. If you go to Facebook, you can find my email there or text me. I got a direct line, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast on Facebook, and click on station information. You'll find me there as well. I'm also, you know, on Facebook. You guys can find me there as well. Feel free if you want to be a friend of mine, CA Hall. Feel free. Look me up on there. And you don't want to be a friend of mine, feel free. I don't mind. Now, I won't get anybody that's way over the other side of the world and I don't know who they are. I won't respond. Sorry about that. Or send me a message on Messenger. I greatly appreciate that. Okay. All right. Looks like we got a lot of sleepy rooms in here today. We have a few people joining us. Hello, everybody. Again, this is CA On Air Personality on the iHeartRadio Network. This will be transferred over from my other podcast listeners who don't get a chance to hear this as I'm trying to get back in the saddle on doing this. We are a morning podcast show. I do a lot of things for iHeart. I've been with them for 4 years. I do a lot of volunteer work for them, and I have a syndicated Christian podcast show as well. So yes, I do fill in DJ as well. Okay, that's just a little bit about me. Now, let's go back to what else we're talking about here. We're talking about inflation, right? Okay. So a lot of people tell me, "Well, CA, what's your remedy?" Well, my remedy is to pinch your pennies. Sure, you want to go on those trips. Sure, you want to, you know, get away on a road trip. I don't know what kind of answer to give you on that. I say the smaller the vehicle, you probably ain't going to want to hear this if you have kids or grandkids. Are you riding with a family member? But let me say this. The smaller the vehicle, the more better you're going to be on gas, okay? Definitely. But if you're driving something big like a tank, and no offense against the RV people that I know and my listeners that have RVs, you ask them what it is miles per gallon, okay? They're having to pinch a lot of pennies. And it's tough out there. And groceries are tough too. That's why I want y'all to use that Fetch Rewards. It's very important, okay? All right, now I got that behind me on the economy. We're just going to keep praying, and we know that God's got this under control. Will the pancake flip? I call it like it is. Will the pancake flip? Yes, the pancake is going to flip. When? I have no idea. You see, this ain't CA's world. CA is here, and it ain't Jim's world or Johnny's world or Julie or Ann or whoever's world. this is God's world. He put us here to enjoy our time on earth till he calls us home. So you got to live your life to your fullest. Yes, I agree. You got to travel. But you may have to pinch some pennies, okay? And just think about that. And do the best you can do. Things will flip. The pancakes will flip. I don't know what eventually the economy will get back to, but you know, same with the housing market. I got a lot of realtor friends out there that sell houses, and I've talked to someone who was a notary who did work at some of these houses, and they told me that they had to actually get out of the notary business, and they're doing what they used to do with other interests on other jobs that they'd done because they were independent contractors. You know, with gas prices going up and the escrow officers, a lot of them now, they have their own notary, so it made it kind of tough for particular individuals to do what they were doing. Okay, we got that out of the way on the economy. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about the next step I want to tell you about. Listen to me, next step. This is just random today on open mic. Haven't done an open mic in over a year, okay? And we're going to be doing several of these, guys. The next thing I want to tell you is Toby Mac has a new album coming out. That's right. I have several friends. My friend is Toby Mac, and he stays pretty busy. He is dropping a new album, okay, get ready, August the 19th. It's called Life After Death. Now, he has a new song. I don't know how it's going to come out. I'm fixing to play this for you guys. He has a new song out that he did with his daughter, okay? He gave that to me today. I heard it. I love it. And I'm hoping this comes out pretty good for you guys because I do want to play that. And goodness, I just had it in my inbox and I put it on our computer system. I've only had this album, guys, not even within about 3 or 4 hours before I got here to the studio. So I hope that you enjoy this. And this is a brand new, and you have to let me know. Put it in these comments or send me an email. Say, CA, that's a great song. I don't know how it's going to come out on the live cast, this particular server that I'm using with our weather. If it doesn't, guys, please subscribe to my regular podcast show. And, you know, that way maybe the music quality will be a little better. Let's see how it is. You'll have to let me know. Just message me on here. Okay, Everything About You. It's his new album coming out. It's called Life After Death. Toby Mac and his daughter that he's really crazy about, Marley. Here we go. Enjoy.
Out of mind, don't add up, not this time, it's the cold truth. I'm
Isn't that a beautiful song? I miss everything about you, and it's just called Everything About You. He wanted to do a song, Friends, for his with his daughter. He always wanted to do one. She's grown up. She's really a very beautiful, talented lady. Marley is on a lot of concerts. Well, she goes to a lot of concerts with Toby Mac. And, he's a wonderful guy. You know, I don't know if he knew it or not. Toby had a song out called 21. His oldest son passed away. He died of a heart attack at 21. And then shortly after that, about a year, almost a year after that, Toby, lost his, sister. So he's been going through some traumatical events, and COVID kind of shut him down for a little while. And now they're back and they're rolling. And they're doing great. So, I'm happy for them. And I want them to be happy because, you know, that's kind of what it's all about. Being happy and enjoying life and, you know, living life to the fullest. If we didn't live life to its fullest and have that zest for life as God would want us to, it would be kind of boring, wouldn't it, if you think about it? Somebody had told me, you know, of course I live in Texas, Fort Worth, Texas. Somebody said, CA said, Fort Worth is such a big area. Well, it is. Fort Worth, it's who you know, how you know. Of course, the area has really grown and developed since then. But I will tell you this, that Fort Worth to Dallas is about 32 miles. So it's 32 miles. If you took I-30, I know you guys probably don't know what I'm talking about. It used to be called the old DFW Turnpike. They used to charge for that. Now we got tolls all over the place. But anyway, if you take it and you go 32 miles, you're in Dallas. Dallas is nice. Dallas is very high speed, high, hyped up. Fort Worth used to be more laid back. It's kind of not there like it used to be, but it is. You know, we got a young mayor now. She does a good job. She's young enough to be my daughter. But she's doing wonders, for Fort Worth. So Maddie, who I know, hats off to you and everything. We appreciate you. And we are very supportive for a mayor. We have to be. If you're not supportive. Now, you ain't always going to like what your mayor and city council do, but you try to support them about the best you can. They try to do. Of course, she's young, too. She's still learning. So, anyway, I don't even know how I got on that subject. Okay. Now, Stephen Curtis Chapman, I want to go ahead and play this. He has this new song out. He actually sent this one to me. I want y'all to tell me, too, as well, what you think about this song, okay? Brand new, just came out today, in fact. He just dropped that to me. It's called Don't Lose Heart, Stephen Curtis Chapman. Here we go.
Another sleepless night, praying hope comes with the morning light. Right now you're feeling like you've lost this fight, and fear is screaming out your name. When you say, God help me, you wonder if he's even listening. Truth is, I wonder the very same thing, so you don't have to feel ashamed. Let me walk with you through this valley and tell you all that I've learned to be true. Don't lose heart, don't you dare let go. No matter where you are, you are not alone. I know it gets dark, I know it gets hard, but we're gonna make it home. Don't lose heart. Where I've been,
Isn't that a beautiful song? Don't Lose Heart. That's the new one by Stephen Curtis Chapman. Y'all, let me know what you think about that, if you don't mind. Email me at morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com, okay? All right, I got a little bit of Christian news for you. Let me see if I can find it here. I'm looking on my computer system. Like I said, we're trying something new, maybe one or two lives a week, hopefully, live cast on the air. Again, let me refresh all this and tell you, this is CA, On Air Personality, on the iHeartRadio Network. I don't have anybody calling in yet. Callers, if you want to call in, feel free. Let's see here. Don't have anybody. Well, hello and welcome everybody who's tuning in. I guess maybe someone don't want to call in. All right, well, here's some Christian news that's trending. I wanted to kind of tell you. Of course, we did hear the sad news this morning, if you woke up, unless you're on the other side of the world in Japan, about former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe as he was assassinated. That's very sad news to hear. We need to pray for his wife as well. I don't know much about him, but that's kind of sad news that came out this morning. What are kind of odd things do we have? The lowest odds of divorce are among religious young adults. Oh, what's this about? Let's read this real quick. Just came up on my... The lowest odds of divorce are young religious young adults who don't corroborate research. Okay. Let me just read a little bit about what this article says. Just came up, popped up on my deal here. Conventional wisdom encourages young people to wait until their 30s to marry, but new research finds that the lowest divorce rates are among religious adults who are married in their 20s and do not corroborate. This research, of course, was done by W. Bradford Wilcox, the Institute for Family Studies. Okay, well, that's kind of an interesting deal. What other news I got going on here for y'all? I like to kind of fill in on what's kind of going on. It takes a, hang on a minute. What we got here? Takes a teacher to raise a village, while theological education is essential for Christian growth. Well, I'm just going to stop there and just kind of talk about a little bit about Christian growth. You know what? When you're a Christian, basically, you know, the late Billy Graham, I follow him a lot, I watched a lot of his crusades, I listened a lot to the Billy Graham channel. He always said that we're never going to know everything about the Bible. We're just not going to know every single thing. He was still learning until the part of when he got ill and he was blind and he could barely hear, and his daughter, Anne, was, and the grandkids and his granddaughter, God bless her, all of them were just trying to surround him and keep reading the gospel to him. Where's the Billy Grahams at nowadays? Well, I ain't going to turn it into a political issue. And I'm not trying to down the mega churches out there, but we're, let me ask you something. If you had a, when was the last time that we even had a crusade? When was the last time we had a revival? Do you not think for 1 minute that America needs a revival? They need a wake-up call? So, CA, what's your point? Well, you can either argue the point with me or not argue the point with me, and that's okay either way. This cut the COVID. I personally believe it's a wake-up call from God. Now, I have lost friends, and you have probably lost friends to COVID. I've had friends that have caught COVID. I personally had not caught COVID. My kids did. I didn't. Never caught it. I know people that have lost their sense of taste and their smell, and they still have. I don't have an explanatory reason what happened. I just really don't. God does. He knows what's going on. All I can tell you to do is put all your faith, hope, and trust in the Lord. Okay? Stand by one moment for PSA announcement. There we go. Okay. Had to be sure to put that in because we were already a little bit past 33 minutes past the hour. This has been fun. I have a lot of y'all that are in the room, but nobody wants to call in. If you want to call in, probably now is the best time to go ahead and call in. If you don't, then that's okay. You can call in next time. I'll try to give you a heads up. We're going to try to be doing more of these. There's a lot of people that we need to pray for that, even though they say that the job growth is, you know, they've got more jobs and all this, there's still a lot of people that are struggling right now. We're all struggling with some kind of, tell me one person that doesn't have an issue and I'll give you $1,000. Everybody has had a problem. Everybody. There isn't one that I know of that hasn't got a problem. But I want you to remember something. God said that being a Christian wasn't going to be an easy road. It just ain't. To pick up the cross and follow him. But the remedy, the medicine, the cure, right? Put all your faith, all your hope, and all your trust in the Lord. Even during times of disparity, even during times of uncertainty, there's an illustration, and I wish I could show you guys. You'd have to Google it up. God help me, I'm sinking in quicksand, and you'd have to search it up. There's an illustration where this man is holding his hand. He's in quicksand. He's holding his hand up. And God's right there. Jesus is right there, pulling him out. You see, your life may be not a bed of roses. Maybe you're having marital issues. Maybe you're married and you think this is the end of the rope. Maybe you have a child that's prodigal, family member that's a prodigal. Maybe you're just sick and tired of the way family has treated you and you feel mistreated. Or maybe you don't know Jesus Christ. Before I cut off my live cast, I'm going to help you right now. I can't make you, but what I can do is someone out there, I just sense it, someone out there wants to know about Jesus. It's very simple. It's ABC. Pray this prayer if you want to get saved and have Jesus in your heart and have the greatest gift you could ever have, more than anything on earth. Okay? Pray this prayer. Dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Lord, I'm sorry for every sin I've ever committed. Cleanse me of my heart, O Lord. Father, I know you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, and he died on the cross for my sins and everyone else's sins. And on the third day, when he died on the cross, on the third day, he's resurrected, and he is alive and well, and he's sitting on the right-hand side of the throne next to you up in heaven. And today, Jesus, I accept you as my personal Savior. I open my heart up to you. Come and live with me. Come and live in me forever and ever, for I love you. Oh, I love you, God. Surround me with your love. I accept you as my personal Savior. And I want to do your will. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So what did you do? You accept. You believe. You also committed. You're committed to Christ. But see, A, is that it? A, B, C? If you were humble and you came to God like childlike faith, yes. And you feel the Holy Spirit inside of you. See, God's three in one. He's all around. He can be everywhere. Okay? He's three in one. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Three in one. When you're asleep, he's right by you. When you're in your car, he's right by you. When you're at work, he's with you. God can be everywhere. I don't have the answers to that. I just believe. Because he is my God. He is the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Almighty God. And I put all my faith, hope, and trust in him. And that's what you've got to do. When you're down and discouraged, you do that. Okay? It's been a wonderful. Thank you, everybody in the room that's listening. All over. Around the world, that is, too. We're going to lead off in a closing prayer. Hope y'all have a great day. Great evening, okay? I got to get ready to saddle up and head out of the studio in Fort Worth, Texas. Let's say a prayer. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, you mean the world to me and everybody else. Let us all have a good weekend. Keep us all so safe. Keep us hydrated. Praying for rain. Oh, Lord, the ones that are sick, without work. You know the whole situation. For we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, guys. Well, this is CA. Again, thank you so much. CA on the iHeartRadio Network, getting ready to saddle up and leave Faith Studio 1, the iHeartRadio studio in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. Y'all have a great day. If I can do anything for you, again, email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, or subscribe to all of my networks. I'm all over, guys. We're here to love, serve, and help. Also, if you go to my Facebook page, please like me on there, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Click on station information. When you do that, go to page information.